It's Friday Frivolity, and for that, this week our host is Donovan Lewis.
Thank you, Matt. Usually we will play some type of game show from Travis that we love so much, but when we were in Choctaw on this past Friday, we had Regulate because we had the lyric game that Travis had, and Regulate was one, and then I was like, yeah, you know where that sample, that beat comes from.
Of course.
And you had no clue where the heck that came from, so this is Regulate, of course.
Is this... No, he wasn't in the Doobie Brothers when he did this. This is Michael McDonald with... Oh, what is it I keep forgetting?
Keep forgetting, yeah.
Right.
I know that song. So this is Regulate from Warren G, and then, of course, the beat underneath. I said, you know exactly what beat this is, and he looked as confused as ever when I said it.
I did.
Tried to sing it to him, and he's like, man, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm listening to. So this is Regulate Warren G, of course, as we know. And then, of course, this is the sample of Michael McDonald. This is I Keep Forgetting from Michael McDonald, formerly of the Doobie Brothers.
Sure. Last name not Doobie.
I believe is a slang term in the 70s for what was known as marijuana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have to go back and listen.
God, that is awesome. I wish he wasn't singing in it, but it is.
What are you saying? You don't like his voice?
No, I could do it.
He does have a very douchey voice.
This reminds me.
It's distinguishable.
Like when Eminence Front starts from The Who.
He's trying to make it distinguishable.
That kind of kick out the pump, you know, that is such a sweet intro.
All right,
so. Like a beard singing.
I love it. Yeah. I've always loved his voice. I don't know why. This is a sweet tune. This is one of the tunes that it crossed over. They would play this on R&B and soul stations. So now I wanted to present to you the reason why the sampler platter was born, Matt, because it was Bob who was out at a restaurant and he heard. Hey, of course, this is Gold Digger from Kanye. Yeah, Kanye and Jamie Foxx.
Yes, I've heard of this song.
Okay.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
I think I got the edited version. Time. We'll see in just a
we
second.
We better hope.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't
who's the guy singing in the background?
Okay, yeah, no, this is Jamie Foxx.
Wait, you talked at the wrong time, buddy.
He really did. So this is Gold Digger from Kanye West with Jamie Foxx singing.
I didn't know that was Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah.
This song was massive, too.
So,
yeah, I've heard it before.
This song comes from Ray Charles. I Got a Woman. Let's check it out.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the exact words.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You didn't hear what Ray Charles right there. Listen to Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of.
So that's him saying she
He says gold digger?
No. But, okay. Good Lord, man. Listen.
You're gold digger.
Oh, Jamie Foxx in the background is singing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I always wondered what he was saying back there. I know that song.
I'm horrible at lyrics. We established this.
Okay, cool.
So that's
interesting.
Yeah, that's around the time Ray came out, right?
Yes. It was after Ray.
Man, Ray Charles, huh?
Yeah, Ray Charles. So I'm thinking you're going to know this song. It's always a challenge doing this to see if Matt can identify with the hip hop song that I'm playing that will make it even better. So I hope you know this song. There's no way you don't know this one, right?
Oh, yeah. It's getting hot in here.
All right.
That song. Is this Nelly?
Nelly, indeed. So listen to this. Pretty cool, nice little beat, right?
Yeah,
I know.
It's
great. So let's take you back to Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. And this song is called Bustin' Loose.
Thank you. What year is this?
Chuck Brown? Let's see. I think I'm going to say it was 84, but I may be wrong on that.
You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Sounds like 84.
1978. Okay. You hear the beat in that one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Hot in here. So even if one of the lyrics in the song clothes. In Nelly's song, I feel like busting loose.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
okay.
From Chuck Brown
and
the Soul Searchers. Now this is a tune to where I know I want to play this one a lot because these a couple of songs from Dr. Dre, and we do the instrumental here. Chronic 2001, which is probably my top hip hop album of all time. The Chronic came out in 92, the original, 2001, I think is a better album. And we play this one a lot. We're going to hope this is anything else.
Oh, I heard this.
Well, he always, dude, when you're trying to see if it's cussing or not.
Every time they're about to say the worst word possible. Oh, I heard this.
Well, I don't know what words are in the song.
If he's squinting with one eye open, we're listening for cussing.
So this is Dr. Dre. This is next episode.
Okay.
So now let me take you back to 1970.
Well, that sounded like Snoop there.
It is Snoop in there. It's okay, Dre's right. album, but it
Good
is
job,
Snoop
dude.
Rapping. Yes.
See?
Snoop and Dre both rapping that.
Okay,
that's next episode.
You, right.
We'll take you back to 1972. David McCallum, and this song is called The Edge. Let's see if you can hear the similarities.
I know that song. It's the same song. Wow. Is he going to cuss as well?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, you can talk about this.
Man.
And it is funny how you just get one particular song or portion of a song, you put it in rap, and afterwards it's like,
is this just an instrumental?
Cares? Yes, it is.
It's pretty badass.
So that's how you get...
Man, that sounds like something that you'd see in an episode of, like, James Bond or Early Chips or something.
It does.
Early Chips.
No, he's right. It is, but it's from 1972.
Yeah.
So that's David McCallum in
like,
The
couldn't
Edge.
Couldn't you see James Bond trying to seduce somebody in a movie to that?
Or, like, Clint Eastwood staring down some outlaw?
Man.
You absolutely can.
That was really cool.
Yes. All right, well, let's get you one more. And this is also from Chronic 2001. And
all
this
right, I won't
is.
Talk.
Thank you.
I think I got the censored version of this one. This is Explosive, Dr. Dre. Probably my favorite song on Chronic 2001.
Explosive. West Coast.
All right, we're good.
Girls that used to turn their back, causing me to yank they on and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you because they tell me.
Oh, it's not even a thought. This is my favorite song on Chronic 2001. Because you have all the elements of this. You have Nate Dogg at the end singing. Like, this is a complete hip-hop song that is incredible. So this is Explosive, Dr. Dre. Let me take you back to the 70s and get you... here you go. It is Soul Man and the Brothers. That's the name of the group. And the song is called Bumpy's Lament. This is from Shaft. Check it out. Now, you want to talk about somebody being seduced. This is a Shaft movie where he is.
This is Shaft.
He's definitely taking off the trench coat.
Dude.
Trying to lay the lady down.
Very slowly and tenderly.
No doubt. But you hear the... in this song...
You know it's going down.
You know it's going down, but that is definitely getting you the basis. This is the genesis of Explosive when you listen to that.
Yeah, you can hear it. Wow.
Again, I would direct you to the Tribe Called Quest documentary. that would show him Q-Tip in every city that he went to, would go to a record shop and just flip through record labels, no matter what section he was in. He's just flipping through, and if the cover did something for him, he'd get it, and he'd just buy 15 albums, go back to his room, and he's just listening. He's listening for drums, listening for a bass line, listening for the lyrics, just to see if he can incorporate some of the songs, some of the stuff
in
their
music.
What
a talent that is, man.
And it's, a lot of people get upset when you say, you're just taking some of this beat. That's just, what are you doing that for? And man, I just think it's such a talent to find a small portion drums of one song and the bass line of another and put it all together and make it kind of your own. And that's basically what hip hop is doing. We were talking about this during the break. It's probably about 80% of the hip hop tunes out there that has a sample of some sort underneath it. But man, when you have grabbing everything from these different albums and putting them together to make this one thing your own, man, I think it's really creative and really talent, a lot of talent to do that. But a lot of people kind of hate on it, but it's really cool. And this is kind of just, man, this is the beginning of this, man. It's so much to be discovered on this. And we'll do this again. So this is Friday Frivolity, trying to give Matt some ear, man, of the bass line of some of the hip hop songs that he may know. That's what I'm struggling with. I'm trying to get songs that he's heard of.
Yeah, I don't know that I've heard the one that you just played, but I had heard the previous one from Dr. Dre.
Yeah, yeah. The we play next episode here an instrumental underneath a lot of things. Yeah. And I think we do Explosive also because that's my favorite.